Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue with Wake Up Call SportsMap Radio. All right, what's the good of the day, Ron Culver? Because nothing could top the good of last night's Monday Night Football overtime.
Nah, I'm not going to talk about Monday Night Football overtime. I'm not even going to talk about the Manning broadcast because that was a fun thing. Well, and I'm not even going to talk about Sierra really going all out for her husband, Russell Wilson, at last night's Met Gala.
Yeah, the Met Gala.
Yeah, she wore a Seahawks dress, basically.
By the way, real quick, what is the Met Gala?
I have no idea.
I hear it all the time, and everyone's like, it's a big deal. And I'm like, is it a big deal?
It's a fancy party for the uber rich.
I think that is
pseudo celebrities. I mean, every once in a while, you actually get a celebrity, but most of them are internet famous, I guess. I don't know.
So,
but the good of the day, and you know, I got to preface this because this is going to sound bad at first, all right?
Right.
Is Florida State offensive lineman Brady Scott proposing to his girlfriend on the field as Jacksonville State was celebrating their last second win?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right, but why is this good?
Why is this good?
Because he's making the most of it on social media. He even put up his wedding registry. I guarantee you they're going to get everything they asked for on their wedding registry now.
Well, do you think Florida State fans appreciate the fact that he proposed to his girlfriend during a time of absolute gutter-wrenching misery?
I mean, you know what?
Watching Jacksonville State score that touchdown.
You know what? We're talking about that more than we're seeing images of that more than we are seeing of Jacksonville State winning.
Right, but that doesn't mean people will respond financially to that.
I don't know.
Like, your point was people will get him stuff. Will Florida State fans get him stuff?
That's true. Maybe Jacksonville State fans will.
Maybe people around the country will get him. Why would you buy a stranger wedding presents because you saw something online?
I don't know. Why would you propose after a loss? I mean, loss like that.
You know what it is? You've been thinking about it.
True.
You know, like, you planned it. He probably thought they would win the game handedly.
Yep.
And then was like, and then we won. And then I proposed to my girlfriend, and she said yes.
He said, because you know, I don't know why this is the case. Okay, and I'm sure it was true for me. Might have been true for you, but it's true for everyone. It's literally the hardest question to ask.
Yeah, it's kind of hard
because for whatever reason, even though you've been with that girl for a long time. And you guys, you know, my wife and I even talked about it before I proposed. I was still nervous about proposing.
Yeah, I was too, but my wife and I did the same thing. We talked about it so much that it was still nerve-wracking, but it wasn't out of the blue. Like, I didn't think she would say no. I was kind of, like, pretty confident she was going to say yes.
I mean, in the back of your mind, there was always that moment like she's going to go, no.
Well, I always, like, you know, and I think most people get a yes.
I think
like
so, too.
When I see those things online where it's like a guy at a ball game and he proposes and the girl runs away, I always go, that's staged.
That's staged.
Most people, like, you are pretty confident. Most people are pretty confident that their significant other is going to say yes. You've been around them. You're getting a feel for it. You're probably like, yeah. So he was probably excited at the setting. And he probably said, well, all right, this stinks, but I'll just do it at the setting, right? I'll just, you know, we. So that's what I'm thinking. That's why he did that. But that's pretty nice.
No, it's a good moment. I guess we're starting to see that more and more often, aren't we?
Yeah.
People proposing on the field after a game. I mean, the Boise State one is always the one that I remember the most. And that's, I mean, maybe that's how it's done. You win what was that, the Orange Bowl or Peach Bowl or?
Yeah. Well, the Boise State, that was the Fiesta Bowl.
Fiesta Bowl.
When they beat Oklahoma.
When they beat Oklahoma.
And that guy, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
When that guy did that. Yeah, that was.
I mean, that's not quite here. But he probably figured, a win with Jacksonville State, then I'll propose. And had it all planned out. Then he was there. He was like, you know what? I'm not backing down now. Gotta go. I'm going for it.
The old official dog of the show is in the back. Must have seen a fly or some spider.
He's just saying squirrel.
Maybe squirrel. Yeah. Glad my family is running to make sure the dog is quiet. They don't seem to care. Like, ah, just let him bark. I ain't getting out of bed yet.
Maybe it's a little
time to go.
Little
little time rabbit. To go to school.
Yeah, little rabbit walking across.
She's nuts. All right, what is the bat of the day?
The bat. I don't know if you caught this in all the melee of what was going on Monday Night Football, but in baseball, umpire Junior Valentine. This was during the Cardinals Mets game,
right?
So Cardinals shortstop Edmundo Sosa feels the ball, spins around, and fires a laser over to first base to get the guy out. I can't remember who the batter was, and was way off target. The first base umpire was in position to call the play, not looking at the ball. The ball smacked him dead in the face.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty – that's hurt. It looked bad.
Oh, man, he got up. I mean, he immediately hit the ground. He got up. Cheek is all bloody, but he stayed in the game, which was impressive. But, God, that had to have hurt.
Yeah, that was impressive. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm tapping out. Like, I'm going to go get checked out. I don't need one of those. I get nervous with those kind of injuries. I don't want it to bother me or have something happen to me 2 hours later. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, yeah, you got hit in the wrong spot. I'd be like, yeah, let's go to the doctor, check this bad boy out, or let me get looked at before I continue. I know it's brave. We do this with hockey people, like hockey announcers.
Yep.
Like, we do this thing where, like, hockey players, I should say hockey announcers, hockey players, where they're like, he got a concussion, he lost three teeth, but he was back. Like, who is sending them back out on the ice?
Yeah.
Like, who's doing that? Like, in this day and age, who is doing that where we know more about what these injuries could
just
be
go get
really
checked
like?
Out. I mean,
just go get it looked at, man.
You know, they could have figured out a way to manage with one less umpire.
Yeah.
I think that would have been easy.
Fine. Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is a man by the name of George Church. He is a Harvard Medical School scientist, and he is being backed by a company that has already thrown in $15 million, a company called Colossal, to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Oh, is this – okay, hear me out. Is this Jurassic Park stuff?
Just Jurassic Park style, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, it's not taking DNA from or the blood from a mosquito.
Sure, but still.
They've found, they've found like fully preserved woolly mammoths in permafrost and are able to abstract DNA from that.
Right.
And so the guy wants to bring back the woolly mammoth. And I don't think that's necessarily a right. Now, I know the woolly mammoth, it isn't like, bringing back a T-Rex or anything like that. But, to use a term from Jurassic Park, they had their chance.
Yeah, they did. That's right. There's no doubt about that.
No.
This isn't like bringing back the condor. This dinosaurs had their chance, and nature selected them for extinction.
Yeah.
Yeah. The woolly mammoth had its opportunity.
Yeah. They say the goal isn't to clone a mammoth, because the DNA that scientists have managed to extract from woolly mammoth is fragmented and degraded, but it's to create, through genetic engineering, a living, walking elephant-mammoth hybrid that would be visually indistinguishable from its extinct forerunner.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So it's kind of like a hybrid between a mammoth. It's basically going to be an elephant with hair. I don't know if we need that. The other thing they were talking about was bringing back like that, 8-foot beaver.
Right. Oh, yeah. Why?
What do we need that too?
This is the one flaw in the Jurassic Park movie. Was the raptors, right?
Yes.
They're really, like, when you watch Jurassic Park, the movie, and they go, remember the Australian hunter guy?
Yep.
He was like, hey, intelligent, almost human-like. He was, John Hammond, in the movie, built this electrified cage for the raptors that devoured these cows in, like, 2 seconds. And there wasn't any reason to have them there.
No, because they were even separated.
Right. They
weren't part of the rest of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, like he was, like, he should have said meat, plant-eating animals only. The meat eaters, maybe a Tyrannosaurus Rex that we can control, but that's it. None of these hunter-raptor things. Don't bring back a woolly mammoth that could stomple through New York.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand bringing back one T-Rex, saying you did it. You can control it because it's, 20 feet high?
Right.
You can find it. Raptors were small little crafty creatures. And not only did you breed one, but you breeded like four of them.
Well, yeah, I know. If there was a real life, if there was a real life dinosaur island, and I was rich enough, I'd want to go. But Hollywood has made me think that it's just going to be horrific.
Well, I think the only way to do it, first of all, don't ever do pterodactyls. That was the other mistake that they made.
Flying dinosaurs.
We don't need that. But I would say, you know, if you have like an island that has dinosaurs on it, just do helicopter tours.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't need to land. I'm good from seeing it from above going, look at that. That's cool. Because, I've never been into an exhibit with a zoo or at the zoo. I've never gone into a lion enclosure.
Yeah.
And I have no real reason to want to.
Good point.
You know, I'm good at seeing them from afar. They don't release lions and just let you play with them.
No, they don't.
But so chances are because in the name of science, there will be a woolly mammoth in our future.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a great idea. We'll see.
I don't think so either. I really don't.
Tempering with science.
That's true. All right. Good, the bad, and the dumb. All right. When we come back, we will do. Talk about week one in the NFL, including last night's game. Meaning of it all. We overreacting to a bit. We'll get to all of that coming up next on Wake Up Call.